This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Take it away, Rico, for tonight's list.
Comes from us.
Barstool Sports.
Uh-huh. When?
Chive?
Oh, is it? It usually is. Probably.
Why do y'all always look at me at this point? I have nothing to do with this other than all the crap that I say.
Uh-huh. Hey, sometimes I just think you look nice.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Let's go back to 2018, boys. Last year at this time, you guys didn't do Masterpiece of the Week, so I don't know. I guess you guys
what happened?
Didn't say crazy things that week, which
perfect that week.
Doesn't make sense. So we're going to March 2018, where Colby, I really relate to you here, bro.
I have nobody else to have sex with. I'll have sex with you. You know what?
You stand by that, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Just anybody, though?
I mean, they're in close proximity.
I've obviously said that person.
That's the thing that's crazy about that, too.
What? Because you thought he was going to say it with himself. Like, right? I thought for sure that's how that quote was going to end. I would have bet money on it. I would have lost.
You would have.
Corey, you should agree with Colby.
Everybody needs their release.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And hence, that person's right there.
Whether it's gas.
Mm-hmm. Rank your favorite releases.
No.
Prison?
Have you been in prison?
No, but I can imagine.
I mean, as the only person I do believe on the show right now, although I don't know everything about Eric's background, who has actually been to a jail-type facility not of their choosing.
He call you Eric. Who is Eric?
That is his name.
That is Rico.
Eric, have you ever been to jail?
No.
How do you think you'd fare in
prison? Hold on just a second before you answer that.
He said,
I do not entirely believe that answer. And now I feel bad for putting you on the spot because I just assumed your answer would be no. Now I question whether or not that is a legitimate answer.
What if we find out his real name is Rico and he's going as Eric? Because he's been in prison, but he ratted out a bunch of people and now he's in witness protection program on radio.
Okay, well, if it helps, I got arrested, so...
Yeah, no, it was a close call for me. It was a close call.
Okay. That sounds more accurate.
Yeah. Corey.
What?
Really feel bad for you on this one.
This chick I thought I was about to hook up with that night's laughing at me. I don't want that.
I mean, it could be worse, though. You could be that England guy.
What England guy?
Remember who he was going to get married to that chick.
Oh, yeah. Right? Did we ever find out any more about that situation?
Well, he said, I thought it was serious, but I guess it was just me. I'm not going to England. And as far as I know, we're just going to do the weird-ass long-distance thing.
Don't do that. Don't do that, man.
Oh, no, that's the greatness thing, man.
Unless y'all, like, come to an agreement that you can bang whoever.
She is out of the country. You can bang whoever and then still have the late night. If you want to talk, talk.
Why is she leaving the country anyway? That's what I got.
I did not get the answer to that.
To go bang other dudes.
Oh, British dudes?
Is it work? There's a spectacular movie where a guy leaves England specifically to come to America just to hook up with hot women.
I was going to guess Love Actually, and it is, in fact, Love Actually.
Colby, you've got to see this movie.
No,
he leaves the
not.
Country just to go hook up with hot American chicks, and guess what happens?
He gets in a fivesome.
He walks into a bar, and four at the time? Three?
I think three at the time, and then the other one came home.
Yeah, and then there was another one. Three of the hottest chicks ever.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, we're down
including
to do
including the gal from Banshee.
That's awesome. That's great. I can go watch stuff on the internet that actually shows what happens during a fisome.
Oh, God. I don't want that in practicality.
Huh?
It's too much.
There's too many naked women in
this
adult film.
That's right. I'm drawing the line. It's too much. I didn't hear exactly what you said.
You walked all over what he said, and I needed that clip.
Say it again.
Uh-uh.
Dang it. It's too much nudity.
That's not possible.
I'm not going to be able to satisfy all those people. That's a fact.
I don't care.
Two people? Maybe. Four other people? No chance unless we're working on some sort of shift system and I can get back to them at a later time. Otherwise, there is no chance.
You don't have to, all of them.
What are they doing then? Well, things? Don't ask.
Stealing $1 million worth of your jewelry if you leave.
I mean, if that's how you got to go, like, that's what I'm telling people happen. If I ever get robbed of $1 million, I'm going to tell them because I was having a five-sum. Like, that's what's going to happen.
If I ever get robbed of $1 million, I'm going to be like, holy crap, I had $1 million?
Yes.
How did I not know that?
Kevin, just think human centipede, just different.
What just happened?
No, I'm not doing
that. What are
you
doing right now?
Eric, are you familiar with the concept of the human centipede?
Eric. Yes.
Will you please play another clip?
Are you sure?
Because I will give you like a 3-minute recap of that movie.
Play something.
Corey, are you sure?
Yes.
I suck it out and it goes into my throat.
Son of a...
Oh, my God. Man. That is graphic. That is... That is shocking. Now, does that all count as part of one drop? Because if so, we better get ready another segment because it's over. It's over.
Needless to say, I think Corey could handle the fivesome.
I mean, I guess it doesn't sound like he could.
Yeah, he's struggling there at the end.
Oh. Update. She always wanted to go to England, but then got a job offer that sealed the deal. Yeah. Let's make sure you get that. Okay, relax, buddy. Come on. That guy is hurting.
I just
want
to know how important the job was to her.
I mean, she's
a dream job.
She's moving. Clearly important.
Kevin, I respect your honesty.
Ooh.
Do you find Nick Offerman to be an attractive man?
I do.
That's weird because I saw his thing last night.
Uh-huh. What?
On Deadwood.
Oh. So it wasn't working, I see. I mean, look, I think it's okay to acknowledge a handsome man. That doesn't mean you want to hook up with him, but like he could fix stuff. I'm just saying.
That doesn't mean you don't want to hook up with him
either. Kevin can't fix stuff. That's his problem.
That is true. So like some people.
Kevin needs a handyman.
Yeah. Like some people, if they were going to be gay, it's maybe they are just attracted to another man. I would like the practicality of the fact that Ron Swanson could fix all of the problems that I had around the house.
He's a good woodworker.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That could work out for you a couple of different ways.
He's a little mouthy though.
I mean, close your eyes.
What?
What?
Hmm?
It's going to get dark, gentlemen.
Oh, no. That baby won't drown. Time to find another method. Oh, my God. That baby won't drown. Time to find another method.
Oh, my God.
I really hope and pray that this was about current events in the news and not just a weird opinion that I just... out into the world for no good Lord. That's terrible. Not okay, old
Look,
Kevin.
You don't have to text in that you're super high. We know.
I know, because you're listening to the show. That's
Sorry.
How I know you're high.
You, Rico.
Here's some pee.
If any of my friends text me right now and say they could pee from the ground to the roof, we're hanging out this weekend because I want to see that.
Let it play out.
Frank. Frank. Okay. I actually remember the circumstances of this one really well. Man, we got a contender for Corey now. Whoa. This is a clash of the titans here. All right, I remember this one really well. Somebody texted in for like, what's wrong Wednesday or Forgiveness Friday or whatever. And they said what's wrong was their friend texted them and told them that standing on the ground, they could pee on the roof and they didn't want to know that. And I was like, the hell you don't. And that's why I said, and I stand by this. Play the clip again. I stand by it. And I guess somebody named Frank was the person who sent that in. And I don't know why the pause was so long, but I stand by this opinion. If any of my friends text me right now and say they could pee from the ground to the roof, we're hanging out this weekend because I want to see that. Frank.
You were suggesting to Frank that he needed to show up.
Yes, because that was probably the guy who sent it in to begin with. Man. Frank.
Oh, God.
I might have a heart attack during this segment.
This is going to be a tough one.
Kevin, I think this is a really good rule to live by.
If your arm is rotting off, I'm not going to bang you. Yes! I stand by that. Why didn't you just get your arm amputated? That Frank. Doesn't make any sense. Oh my God. Frank. For the 701, best segment ever from the 806. I was out of town last week and most of this week. I'm so glad I'm back to hear this. Holy S.
Even Parker made an appearance.
Oh, what a massive beaver.
And then I don't even know what happened to him since then. Man. He quit or something. I don't know.
Famous last words.
Rest in peace, Parker.
Yeah.
All right, let's get with the times, gentlemen. This is this week. And boy, did you guys.
Hold on, Forrest Gump has AIDS?
Man, the most shocking revelation.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And he played the kid on Walker, Texas Ranger, and Walker told him he had AIDS. Why didn't his dad tell him? Frank.
Corey, I don't want this either, man.
I don't want human poop in my backyard.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Front yard,
his sons
maybe.
Were pooping in
my
the yard.
My son was trying to take a doo-doo in the backyard, and I was like, why? Human boy, what are you doing?
Probably because he's so disconnected from you because you refer to him as human boy, and he's like, it doesn't matter.
And our dog Landry's just kind of standing there like, all right, I mean, I do it.
Yeah. What would be amazing if he saw that, instantly went in the house and went towards the toilet. That would be the greatest thing I've ever seen. He's like,
are we
swapping? I'm gonna show you, kid. Frank. Not.
You know what? And I know that one last year. I know it for
a fact.
I mean,
you could see why, right?
Absolutely. If you shave it right, Kevin, it'll be okay. Me, on the other hand, I'm going to keep mine.
The ladies will like it better if you
talking about?
Take care of some things.
Uh-huh. Manscaping.
Anything that invades my body is invasive, not minimally invasive, all right? Anything that you put in there. Because
Frank. Hold on. Let's go back to live reaction of not so minimally invasive on Corey. Frank. No. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Oh, geez.
That is how I feel about the humans.
Who did that to you, Corey?
Whenever, it was Frank. Whenever I drive down the highway, though, I always see that sign that says minimally invasive procedure. And I'm like, no. If you put a needle into my body, you have invaded my body.
Frank.
Gross, Frank.
This is gross, too.
My hygiene has nothing to do with my sex life.
It doesn't.
That's a big argument you and Reggie get into.
Yeah, I stand by that. You know what, too? And maybe I was a little on edge because I didn't have any hot water this week. So maybe I skipped a shower every once in a while this week because I didn't have hot water. Cold showers make things happen. that you don't want to happen.
What does make happen?
It makes your body cold.
Okay.
Huh?
I would hook up with my wife's mom. Hashtag don't blame the whiskey.
Oh, no, wow. Corey.
That was a text.
Don't do that. I try not to drink whiskey around her mom.
Is she attractive?
She's a beautiful woman.
On the inside? Or
what are you talking about, dude? Why are you trying to take shots at my mother-in-law?
No, I'm asking.
She's a wonderful
woman.
Sounds
like you're trying to take shots at your mother-in-law.
She's a beautiful woman. I'm going to sit there and be like, oh, she's so hot. No. I'm not going to do that. She's a classy lady.
Tell her you got a minimally invasive procedure for her.
What are you doing right now, dude?
Oh, that's too far. Have you heard the rest of this segment?
She listens every night around this time.
That seems wrong. Big Amy Lawrence fan.
Corey met his wife's mom and then...
Like, I think he came afterwards.
Hold on!
Because you can hear that Corey thinks that's a scandalous statement.
Like,
I think he came afterwards. Gross. Frank. From the 972. Ha, 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 I'm having trouble driving. And from Emily, oh my God, you guys are so stupid, and I love you.
This one started slow, but damn it if it isn't a fine segment. Podcast it.
All right.
Gets a little better.
I also want to talk about squirrel humping. Yes! Okay, hold on now. That was for admitted.
Is that first date kind of stuff for you, Kevin?
No. No.
You have a little list of topics that you want to discuss in your first date? Think?
Hey, we talked about that once before. Because remember we read that Craigslist ad with that person who said they, like, I don't know, want to have sex with a cat or something? And, like, that is something that you need to bring up immediately to find out if that person's okay with it. Like, you can't wait until you're in a relationship for a couple months and be like, by the way, guess what I like to do? That is not cool, Frank.
Let's go smoke a
bowl, bowl,
bowl, bowl,
bowl, bowl,
bowl, bowl.
That many.
Well, I mean, Frank. We're speaking to our target audience right there. They're like, okay, let's go. Oh my God! From the 940, best segment on the fans on the fan, hands down. From the 469, you guys are crazy, Frank.
KNC Frank shirts,
man.
Please.
And we are in the midst of making new shirts. I don't know if this is like a fringe enough segment,
man.
But I feel like this is one of those things that could build word of mouth, even though it didn't a year ago for some reason. And we just have the shirts that say KNC. Frank, and people who get it are like, oh my God, where did you get that shirt? Frank. It makes sense that Frank would be the distributor of the shirt. It does. Oh.
And last but not least.
Everybody's going to want to hear that story.
You're right. Like, I'm going to say, but I'm going to make my way over to that guy who just banged the old lady so I can hear more about that story. Frank, you knew, Frank was the guy that banged that old lady. You knew he was. Well, yeah.
How did you get there?
Oh my Everybody Lord!
They're released.
This is like the 1927 Yankees going on right here.
Right now, man.
But I'm gonna have to vote for Corey. I don't know, getting the treatment like that guy from Pulp Fiction who gets the ball gag in his mouth in the sex dungeon or whatever. I vote for that.
I'm clearly voting for Frank.
Yeah, it's Frank. It's Frank.
It's Frank, boys.
If any of my friends text me right now and say they could pee from the ground to the roof, we're hanging out this weekend because I want to see that. Frank. That's not edited at all either.
No, I swear.
Why do we lay out so long?
I don't know. Can we play that just one more time? And I do want to point out the front half of that clip is pretty amazing too, but now it will be lost to history because of Frank. If any of my friends text me right now and say they could pee from the ground to the roof, we're hanging out this weekend because I want to see that. Frank.
Man.
I thought about editing it, but I was like, it's too great.
For the 469, man, you guys' entire show every night should make G-Bag of the Day. Frank. Frank. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.
I don't know if you'll ever be able to
Frank.
Replicate the way you said it that way. It sounds like there's disdain.
Yes.
And also curiosity.
But I still
want to
hang
like,
out
there's
with
so
him.
Many things about the way you said Frank.
Okay.
There.
Well, we're going to workshop this in the next couple of weeks. We need to start a new segment called Let's Be Frank, right? Like, that's got to be a thing. Frank. Yeah. Okay. So instead of Let's Be Frank, it's going to be Let's Be Frank. There you go. Coming up next, who knows? We just got time for one more thing right here on The Fan. Frank.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.